Good afternoon and welcome to Syntec Optics Holdings Inc.'s fourth quarter 2023, full year 2023, and first quarter 2024 earnings call. My name is Drake and I'll be your operator for today's call. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. I'll now turn the call over to Casey Nelson, Chief Financial Officer of Syntec Optics. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and welcome everyone to Syntec Optics' first earnings call as a public company. On the call with me today is Al Kapoor, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Syntec Optics. We will be presenting the company's financial and operational results for the fourth quarter and full year of 2023 and first quarter 2024. A few quick reminders before we start. First, today's call is being webcast, which can be accessed along with our press release in the investor section of our company website, which can be found at www.syntecoptics.com. Second, during this call, we may be making forward-looking statements based on current expectations, which could differ from our actual results materially. Syntec Optics assumes no obligation to update these statements. And finally, we will reference some non-GAAP financial measures. Reconciliations to the nearest corresponding GAAP measure can be found in today's release and on our website. With that, I'll turn the call over to Al.
Thank you, Casey, and thank you to everyone joining us today for Syntec Optics' first earnings call. For those of you who are new to our story, I will begin by taking a few minutes to provide some information about Syntec and what Syntec does. Syntec is an opportunity for investment in light. 11% of the global economy is now light-enabled, and we believe that this is a trend that'll continue and to create more opportunities for Syntec Optics. Syntec is a leading provider of mission-critical optics to scientific and technical instruments and defense and aerospace OEMs. Of the nearly 10 end markets with a marketplace of size of nearly $2 trillion, per SPIE reports, Syntec Optics has presence in three of them and added one additional end market in 2023. Syntec has blue-chip customers in biomedical, defense, consumer from the past, with recurring sales from them, including examples as disposable optics and system optics for diagnostic testing provided over a decade, night vision optics and scopes in production for over 4 years, and laser scanners in production for over a decade. Space optics was added and in full production now over the last year. New biomedical mirrors, microlens arrays for telecom entered production ramp in Q1 of 2024. Other production ramps will follow as the year progresses for new products. Before discussing our organic and inorganic growth opportunities and some of our other operational highlights, I will turn back to the call over to Casey to provide a review of our financial and operational results.
Thank you, Al. I will now review our fourth quarter and full year results for fiscal 2023 and first quarter 2024 results, beginning with the fourth quarter. All figures are GAAP unless otherwise noted. Syntec Optics generated $8.3 million of net sales in the fourth quarter of 2023, which is an increase of approximately 17% compared to the fourth quarter of 2022. We saw a significant mix shift towards communications compared to the same quarter a year ago, with our communications end market accounting for 41% of revenue in the period, compared to 0% of revenue in the fourth quarter of 2022. The growth in our communications business is largely the result of increased demand from customers needing optics that are used in low Earth orbit satellite systems. We expect this trend to continue and believe communication product revenue will continue to be a significant driver of our growth throughout 2024. Our defense revenue represented approximately 12% of sales in the quarter, compared to 29% of sales in the same quarter a year ago, as entry into communications added more diversification of end markets. The year-over-year muted change in our defense business was driven by revenue mix. However, we expect overall demand for defense equipment to increase given the macro economic factors, such as global conflict in Eastern Europe and the Middle East. As we fine-tune our volume production process for recent global product launches, we expect our revenue in this end market to increase in the latter half of 2024. Our biomedical revenue increase represented approximately 23% of sales in the quarter, compared to 46% of sales in the same quarter a year ago. again driven by additional diversification through entry into communications. The year-over-year decline in our biomedical business was driven by product mix. However, expectations is that our biomedical business will increase as demand for biomedical mirrors and digitization enabling optics applications continue to increase in the latter half of 2024. Our consumer representative revenue represented approximately 24% of sales in the quarter, compared to 26% of sales in the same quarter a year ago. The year-over-year decline in our consumer business was again driven by product mix. We anticipate a muted increase in demand given higher interest rates and persistent inflation. While we have seen recent signs of stability in the segment, we expect growth in this market to remain more muted, at least through the second half of 2024. Syntec's gross profit in the fourth quarter of 2023 was approximately $2.0 million, remained approximately flat in dollars as compared to the fourth quarter of 2022. The stability in gross profit was driven primarily by our revenue mix and stable cost of goods sold compared to the prior year period. Cost of goods sold in the fourth quarter of 2023 were $6.3 million compared to $5.1 million in 2022. The increase was driven by incremental material and labor costs associated with increased production and ramp up of newly launched products. General administrative expenses in the fourth quarter of 2023 were $1.9 million compared to $2.4 million in 2022. The decrease was driven by disciplined control of G&A expenses, primarily due to cost containment for personnel and professional fees. Net income in the fourth quarter was $1.0 million or 3 cents a share compared to a loss of $0.2 million in the fourth quarter of 2022. Adjusted EBITDA was $1.3 million in the fourth quarter compared to $2.3 million in the same quarter a year ago. For a reconciliation of net income to adjusted EBITDA, please refer to our earnings press release. Turning now to our full year 2023 results, Syntec generated approximately $29.4 million in record net sales in 2023, an increase of 5.7% year over year compared to $27.8 million in 2022. From an end market perspective, our communications segment grew by more than 100% year over year and represented approximately 18% of total sales compared to roughly 0% of sales in 2022. Communication segment growth was driven primarily by demand for space-based satellite optics that leverages our expertise in metal-based optics. Our ability to meet nano-level design requirements at scale are needed to meet satellite launch strategies to provide laser-based space communications to customers almost anywhere on the Earth. Communication revenue represented approximately $5 million of 2023 net sales, up from zero in 2022. Our communication revenue increased year over year mainly as a result of macroeconomic demand for space-based communications by end customers. From a defense perspective, our sales of $7.5 million increased 1% year-over-year compared to $7.4 million in 2022. Defense revenue remained relatively flat as our product mix shifted to increases in communication and offsetting decreases in consumer and biomedical end markets. Biomedical revenue of $9.6 million decreased 18% as a percentage year-over-year compared to $11.5 million in 2022. As we experience more normalized demand after the COVID-19 period. Consumer revenue of $7.0 million decreased 28% as a percentage year over year compared to $9.0 million in 2022. As we experience reduced demand, given increased interest rates and persistent inflation, the macro environment for consumer sector. Our 2023 gross profit increased 29.3% to $7.9 million as compared to $6.1 million in 2022. The increase in gross profit was primarily due to a change in revenue mix that included a larger percentage of higher margin product sales and engineering service revenue, together with a relative reduction in some key components within our costs of goods sold. Cost of goods sold for 2023 were $21.5 million compared to $21.7 million in 2022. The decrease was driven by disciplined control of labor costs. 2023 general administrative expenses were $6.4 million. Compared to $6.7 million in 2023. The decrease was driven by disciplined control of G&A expenses, primarily due to cost containment for personnel and professional fees. Our net income for 2023 was approximately $2 million, or 6 cents per share, compared to a net loss of $0.4 million, or 1 cent a share for 2022. Adjusted EBITDA, excluding other non-recurring items, was $5.3 million in 2023, compared to $4.5 million in 2022. The company ended the year with $2.2 million in cash, and $8.9 million in debt. Syntec Optics retains financial flexibility with access to an unused $4.4 million effective line of credit and $5 million equipment line of credit. Turning now to our first quarter 2024 results, Syntec generated approximately $6.3 million in net sales in 2024, decrease of 8.9 year-over-year compared to $6.9 million in 2023. First quarter 2024 net sales were $6.3 million, decreasing from $6.9 million compared to the first quarter 2023. This decrease was primarily due to a delay in receiving nearly 2.3 million orders spread across the biomedical, consumer, and defense end markets, offset by an increase of 1.7 million in the communications market year-over-year 2023. First quarter 2024 adjusted EBITDA was a negative 0.7 million compared to 1.0 million in the first quarter of 2023. Contributing factors included 2024 trade show expenses, 2023 year-end audit expenses, and development costs of new products. The company ended the first quarter of 2024 with 1.7 million in cash and 8.8 million in debt. Syntec Optics retains financial flexibility with access to an unused 4.6 million line of credit and 4.8 million equipment line of credit. Our net loss for the first quarter of 2024 was approximately 1.2 million or 3 cents a share compared to net income of 0.05 million or 0 cents per share for 2023. Before turning the call back over to Al, I would like to take a moment to discuss our expectations for the second quarter of fiscal 2024. Our night vision optics showing increased customer demand continues to challenge us with a ramp up to scale production to meet the plan for scheduled deliveries. Our team continues to increase its weekly yield rate to align with customers' demand given macroeconomic tailwinds such as global conflict and increasing defense spending. However, our space communication optics, on the other hand, continues to provide significant year-over-year growth. As such, second quarter 2024 revenue is expected to be in a range of $6.4 million to $7 million. We expect gross margin to decrease modestly on a sequential basis as production ramp is achieved on our new night vision optics. Cost of goods sold and general administrative expenses in second quarter 2024 are expected to be in line with recent quarters. Looking at the full year, we expect revenue growth to accelerate as we go through the year, with particular strength in our communications and defense end markets business in the second half of 2024. Looking beyond revenue, we expect gross margin to increase modestly on a year-over-year basis and expect operating expenses to grow, but a slower rate than revenue. And lastly, we expect to be net income positive in the second half of the year. With that, I'll turn the call back over to Al to provide some additional color on our growth initiatives.
Thank you, Casey. Here's a summary of recent product launches and product ramp activities that we provided with our earnings release. Syntec entered communications end market with the launch of space optics for low Earth orbit satellites and recorded revenues of $5.3 million in the year 2023. It launched three new products in defense in third and fourth quarter of 2023, launched one new product in high precision biomedical optics in Q4 of 2023, launched one product in biomedical disposable optics in Q1 of 2024, launched one product in telecommunications microlens arrays in Q4 of 2023 and created a higher volume production line in Q1 of 2024. The calendar year 2023 was marked by record high net sales and growth within a new end market communications, while effectively managing the technical challenges of multiple product launches across various lines of capability. Syntec Optics leveraged a robust platform and continued to innovate, offering products for existing markets with existing customers using existing capabilities. Space optics reached higher production levels. Next, high precision biomedical emitters achieved ramp, and low weight hybrid optics used in night vision goggle systems are finalizing volume production OEM acceptances. Production ramp happens after the product comes off a high volume line, meets customer specifications, and is integrated into the end product by the customer for final OEM acceptance. Even though some new products meet customer specifications, the OEM end customer may introduce new or additional parameters, extending the product ramp time. Our core organic growth strategy also involves inorganic growth with complementary businesses to augment our existing unifying platform. Syntec plans to run a disciplined process to arrive at a targeted list of companies it would like to acquire. Selected companies with a good management team and ownership can apply industry findings to build the next great public company that enables light. Such companies shall augment Syntec's existing platform to add more diverse end markets, participate in stable earnings growth, and expand our optics-enabled pipeline. There are tailwinds for most of Syntec's products. Syntec has already highlighted the excitement in the market for ubiquitous global communication that could be provided by space optics, as evidenced by weekly satellite launches. In the defense space, every ounce that can be reduced from a soldier's kit can improve effectiveness in the field. As global conflicts increase, the demand for high-performance night vision optics continues to increase. From a magnifier perspective, lower weight optics make field systems core effective by reducing strain for end users. Reduction in weight is a macro-level demand across all end markets. Thermal-enabled vision provides operators with additional effectiveness as additional wavelengths can be detected through operator optical systems. Anytime additional wavelengths can be leveraged by operators, increased safety and situational awareness is enhanced. From a biomedical perspective, biomedical optics allow physicians to provide more precise care and generally better biomedical outcomes. Finally, as communications continue to move towards photon-based systems from electron-based systems, optical microlens arrays will continue to become increasingly important as a conduit for handling required bandwidth communication protocols and requirements. Syntec is confident that our company is well-positioned to deliver positive results. And as a result, we are uniquely situated to provide mission-critical optics to ever-expanding light-enabled marketplace that enables roughly 11% of the global economy. Syntec Optics is very excited about where it is headed and the progress it has made to date with several product launches. Thank you again for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking with you in the next quarter. With that, I will turn the call over to the operator who can close the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation and interest in Syntec Optics. This concludes today's event. You may disconnect your lines and enjoy the rest of your day.
This audio is made with Audio Toolkit for Windows Store, downloaded for free now.